This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's get to what matters. Juan Soto?
Juan Soto.
0 for 4.
Juan Soto was 0 for 4 with a walk.
Got booed today.
He heard some boos from the 900 people that were in the ballpark.
He is now batting 224.
224? He's batting 224. He's got worse numbers than Anthony Volpe. And yes, I've seen that from 150 Yankee fans that are texting at me or tweeting at me. But here's the real weird part about Juan Soto. Go back over the weekend to Saturday night. Mets beat the L.A. Dodgers, and Juan Soto just missed a grand slam. Remember that? It was pretty cool. It pounded the ball off the top of the fence.
Yeah.
And what was so cool about that moment was not only was it a big hit and really cool to see, but you felt like now he's going to break out of it. Juan Soto, since that double, is 0 for 17. And I don't know if this was said on the broadcast. This has got to be one of the longest 0-4 stretches Juan Soto has had. Now, before we continue and anybody say a word, I understand that yesterday there was a scoring weirdness that led to him being screwed out of a hit. He should be 1 for 17.
Right. Either way.
I'm not going to I'll get into that on the Rico Bronya tonight. We'll break that down for like 12 minutes. But bottom line is, Juan Soto right now is struggling as badly, Teak, as we have ever seen.
I don't think you've ever seen this. And today was odd. Because while we weren't talking about the game, we were kind of keeping an eye, especially in the breaks, of some of the at-bats. And Juan Soto, one particular bat, I think it was the one he it was the walk he had. It was Juan Soto dialed in, staring down the pitcher, doing a little mini shuffle.
Yes!
Like, it looked like, throw me a pitch, and this thing is going 430 feet. That's what it felt like for a second. And then he walked, and then he continued to go over. Dribbled, soft dribbled to second base, a strikeout. He just can't find himself, even when he's doing the things that we were asking him to do, which is show the attitude, show the shuffle, show the confidence. And I don't know how he finds this. Maybe it's an all-star break thing. Maybe the emotion of this big contract in the early part of this season and them winning despite him not playing well is just overwhelming him or in some capacity. I don't know why, because he's Juan Soto and he's never really had this kind of issue in his career. But for right now, he looks like even when he tries, he can't get it done.
He's a mess. And when he was struggling earlier this season, he wasn't struggling like this.
No.
Like, he would actually put up numbers where you're like, oh, for most major leaguers, that's pretty good. Now his numbers are so bad. Yankee fans, I give you some red meat because this is the other one that's floating around now. Juan Soto's OPS is lower than Aaron Judge's slugging percentage.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Six, No, 7?
745, 746.
Oh, God.
How about this one? Juan Soto's slugging percentage is lower than Aaron Judge's batting average. And that's according to Max Mattis of John Boy. And Max is doing what Yankee fans are doing, and you have every right to do, which is having a good time and spiking the football for now.
Right. Juan Soto's slugging percentage is .393. Aaron Judge is batting .395.
Yes. It's a mess. Like, whatever number we can throw at you, it all describes what we're watching, which is a guy that's a mess. But I present to you good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
News. And I said this to you a lot last year when Lindor was struggling, and I'll certainly say it again. While I didn't want to watch them lose to the Chicago White Sox on a Wednesday afternoon, they did lose this game because they gave up 9 runs.
Yep.
They are still sitting pretty damn pretty despite this from Juan Soto. They are 12 games above 500, winning 60% of their games, and they're doing it. Same record as the Dodgers, by the way, you know, the holy grail of baseball. And they're doing it with Juan Soto funking as worse as we've ever seen. And to me, that is good news.
Yeah, of course it
because
is.
Because it means that eventually, and I do stand by this, Juan Soto is going to get hot. Like, he's not going to hit 225 the whole year, though those may be my final last words, right? Famous last words. But they're winning despite it.
Yeah.
So what I say to my fellow Met fan is this sucks and it's painful, but as long as they're winning series while this is happening, that is a very good thing.
Well, I know the Braves came back towards 500, but they've subsequently faltered a little bit.
Yeah, because they're losing to the Phillies.
Right. But yeah, exactly. But the
big
thing,
annoying.
The big thing is the Phillies. They were 9-1 over the last 10, and that's the team that they're still in striking distance with. But if they get hot, meaning the Phillies get hot, and the Mets just keep...
Well, the Phillies already are hot. They've won 11 out of 12. Well, they're hot.
If they stay hot and the Mets stay where they've been for the last 30 games, which is basically 500, then that's when it gets ugly. Well, that's when the Phillies run away from you, and this Sal Licata is in at least over thing becomes... Yeah, not in the way that I like it, though.
Yeah, so eventually Sal's going to say the NL East is over the other way.
Yes.
Look, the Phillies, to their credit, did a really good job of beating up bad teams. And they almost got demeaned for that because they beat up Chicago and Colorado and the A's. And my answer to that was, well, the Mets are about to play Chicago, and they're about to play Colorado.
Right.
I hope they beat them up the way the Phillies do. And so far, it's 2-1. We'll see what they do against the Rockies this weekend. And then they play Colorado again next weekend. It's not easy to just beat a team over and over again, as bad as a team is.
Right.
So I will actually be okay with winning 2 out of 3 against the White Sox. I want to sweep the Colorado Rockies and go from there. But it's not even about, like, concern in the NL East, because the Philly schedule is going to stiffen up. They've won 10 out of 11. They've been red hot. The Mets are still only 2 games back. It's more, they got to get this guy going. And you said there are no signs of him turning it around, because every time there is a sign like that double from Saturday night, it's like it gets short-circuited.
Yeah.
And even last night, so I got to the Met game late last night because I missed my train, and so I took the 7 train. And I walked in the bottom of the first inning. No big deal. I had Tommy's voice in my head. He's like, there'll be a second pitch. There'll be a third pitch.
You had Tommy's voice and I had the wrong words.
No biggie.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I should have had the no biggie in there. But I walked into the bottom of the first inning with them down 2-0, and I sat down as Juan Soto came to the plate. And Juan Soto hit this majestic line drive up the alley to right center field. And nothing defines Juan Soto's first year with the Mets more than the fact that Brandon Nimmo had his head up his ass. And don't tell me the umpires confused him. The umpires clearly signaled it was a base hit. And Nimmo's running back. And Soto's like, what the hell's going on? So it's so typical of Soto's year and the luck that he's had that here he does finally rip one up the alley. And he gets no hit out of it because Brandon Nimmo's running backwards towards him. But they got to get him going, and I still have a confidence that it's going to happen. And a part of why I have that...
Like, why?
Because I've seen so many guys happen.
What's Mindy going to do?
Nothing. No, you're not doing anything.
What can Chavez say, the hitting coach? Like, what can they do to make him be better?
I don't think there's anything I know specifically in terms of his habits that are going to turn him around. I'm just saying I've seen enough guys come to New York and struggle early on. And I would hope that most people, whether they're Yankee fans... Like John and Masbeth, who immediately called up when we were talking to Juan Soto because he wants to get his Fletcher wounds. We'll get to him in a second. But Yankee fans and Met fans know this has happened to all of us. And I don't believe Juan Soto forgot how to play baseball. I don't believe this is Space Jam, it's the Monstars taking it away from
him. I agree with you, but 220 sounds... It feels like that Pete Alonso season where it's like, he's a better than a 220 hitter or whatever it was. And what did he hit that season? 217?
What's he doing now?
Of course he's doing it.
He didn't forget how to play baseball.
Of course he doesn't forget how to play baseball, but it lasted for the entire season. And I just feel that this Juan Soto thing probably has something else in it other than just he's off to a bad start.
By the way, it is certainly on the table. Because when I speak about other guys who have come here and struggled, and then it all works out, they've had bad first years. So it's on the table that this doesn't change in 2025. And that'll be tough for us because we're trying to win, and it's going to be even more difficult to continue winning, especially if the pitching is going to come back to the means, if you will, and Juan Soto is struggling. But it is on the table that it's not turning around tomorrow. Look, Francisco Lindor had a bad first year. It didn't turn around the first year. Carlos Beltran had a mediocre first year. It didn't turn around in the first year. So sometimes it is a bad first year. I just mean, this isn't going to be some albatross. And I'm getting emails in my Rico email account. Like, it's Jason Bay. He sucks. This is a disaster.
No, he's not that guy.
I can't get to that point. I'm frustrated he isn't hitting. We all are. But I'm not getting to the point of he forgot how to play baseball. He got his money and now he doesn't care. But I get it, Sean, Yankee fans. Well, you go do your thing. Whatever jokes you have, get it out of your system.
Here's all, and I'm being dead serious about this.
We don't want you to be dead serious. We want you to get it out of your system. If you have jokes, just say it.
Juan Soto will be fine. Juan Soto will be awesome. But just remember, on May 28th, 2025, Juan Soto's batting average is closer to Oswald Peraza's than it is Aaron Judge's.
There you go. That's what we're looking for. Get it out.
That's all.
Get it out.
Does that feel good, Sean?
Yeah.
Kind of, but you know what sucks? I like Juan Soto. I want him to see. As much as I hate that the Mets signed him, I genuinely like Juan Soto.
All right. If he's not going to give the Yankee fans what they want, John and Masbeth will. John, the floor is yours. Make all the jokes you want.
You know what? Say his name and I appear.
John and Masbeth.
The bats.
I believe in hating on Juan Soto. I got some, as the vice president of the coalition of Juan Soto haters, with Keith McPherson will probably be the president, vice president.
Right.
I got some numbers, some stats of how great Juan Soto's season has been so far.
All right, let's hear them.
This is of all the qualified batters, so of all qualified batters, meaning, you know, they have the appropriate number of plate appearances per game. There are 136 players that have a higher batting average, 102 players with a higher slugging percentage, 87 players with a higher OPS, 81 players with more RBIs, and only one player has grounded into a double play more, and only three players have a worse defensive WAR war. So he just sucks all around at the plate, base running, defense,
I gave you your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.